Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll look into a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with one of the important challenges facing America that will not be discussed in tonight's vice presidential debate, and that is the failed war on drugs. The Libertarian Party's candidate for vice president of the United States, who should be participating in tonight's debate, Judge James Gray, joins us to discuss his candidacy and his book, Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It. Then, as next Tuesday's presidential debate on foreign policy approaches, we will discuss what will not be brought up in the debate with a former State Department Foreign Service officer whose career ended when he wrote about his experience in Iraq in We Meant Well, How I Helped Lose the Battle for the Hearts and Minds of the Iraqi People. Peter Van Buren joins us to expand on his article in the Huffington Post, Six Critical Foreign Policy Questions That Won't Be Raised in the Presidential Debates. Then finally, we will examine what is likely to be brought up in tonight's vice presidential debate and the extent to which Joe Biden will attempt to tie Paul Ryan to Mitt Romney to try to make up for President Obama's failure to challenge Romney, who clearly ran away with the last debate. David Lowery, a professor of political science at Penn State University, where he's also the director of the Center for American Political Responsiveness, joins us. Joining us now is Judge James Gray, who's the author of Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It. He is a California Superior Court judge, former federal prosecutor in the United States Attorney's Office in Los Angeles, and he was a Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in 1998 and a Libertarian candidate for the United States Senate in 2004. And he's now running for Vice President of the United States on the Libertarian Party ticket with Governor Gary Johnson. Welcome to Background Briefing, Judge James Gray.
Well, thank you. It's certainly nice to be with you. I've been looking forward to it.
And you, of course, will not be debating tonight, and you should be, along with the Green Party candidate and others candidates. Why is it here in the land of the brave and the home of the free that we don't have full spectrum politics, that we have such a narrow menu of political thought?
It's crushing, and the people of the United States of America are the losers. You would think in the most important competition that we have in our country, namely who's going to be president and vice president, we would allow other voices to be heard. But the practical reality of this is that we have, the Republicans and Democrats have been able to, in effect, hijack the Commission on Presidential Debates. And they set the bar so high that no third party can join. They said it now, you have to be polling at 15% in an average of five national polls. And, you know, we don't even get named in a lot of polls. And also, they don't even tell you which polls they'll be until the very end. So when the League of Women Voters that used to be in charge of this actually bowed out intentionally in about 1988, they actually released a public statement saying that they could not allow their name to be attached to this, to the hoodwinking of America, their words. So it's really it's a shock. It's a terrible thing. What should happen, honestly, is that any political party that is on the ballots in enough states technically to win enough electoral votes should be at the table, should be able to be part of the debates. We're pursuing litigation on behalf of the people of the United States in order to pursue that. It's my understanding that the Green Party and this election would also qualify, so they should be there too, and so should Governor Gary Johnson.
So could we work a system here where, you know, the Republicans had so many primary debates, all of which were televised, and my feeling is that all of these parties should have a joint, can't we have a joint primary and then end up with the narrowing the candidates down rather than having the two parties, it be a foregone conclusion that you'll only end up with candidates of the two parties?
Well, I don't know. Probably each club, each political party should be able to choose its own nominee, and they have vested interest in doing that.
Right.
But one way or the other, what we're doing now is enormously costly. It simply should be shortened. Probably I would draw a cross across the entire United States and have the Northeast, the Northwest, the Southeast and the Southwest, and then have primaries about every 2 weeks in each four of those quadrants on a rotating basis. So we could wrap all of this stuff maybe between like April and the early July, and then have the general election in November. This has just gone on. The country gets paralyzed because of this political debate stuff every 4 years, and it just isn't working. It's really good for the Republicans and Democrats. Come on, they're raising hundreds of millions of dollars. They'll probably make $1 billion in this, each one. It's obscene, and it doesn't work, but it's really good for the Republicans and Democrats.
Again, I'm speaking with Judge James Gray, who's the author of Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It. And he is running for the vice president of the United States on the Libertarian Party ticket with Governor Gary Johnson. Now, if you were on the debate tonight, we'd actually be talking about some very important and pressing issues facing the United States, among them the failed war on drugs, the legalization of marijuana, Guantanamo, the repeal of the Patriot Act. I mean, there's quite a number. I mean, why don't you run through some of the things that you'd be talking about tonight if you were on the stage?
Absolutely, and it's really apparent that Romney and Obama are so much the same on so many issues. You just mentioned some. These continuing military conflicts we put our soldiers into all around the world, they're not going to discuss that because they're both on the same side. Governor Johnson's on the other side. We would get out of Afghanistan immediately. Even Obama says it'll be sometime in 2014. The National Defense Authorization Act, the Patriot Act, so-called, direct frontal attacks on our civil liberties, the drones that are flying around foreign countries and killing people. You know, something I just saw in the paper that we had a security chief in one of our embassies assassinated yesterday. But that's what we're doing in Pakistan and in Yemen. And, you know, people are as upset with us as we are with them for assassinating our people. These are things that we should not be doing, and we should be debating them. The drones are flying now over our country in surveillance. Governor Gary Johnson says there won't be any drones flying for surveillance of our people unless there's a judicial warrant attached. Romney and Obama, who, again, so much the same, we call them Robomney. It really is identical. This failed war on drugs, I bet they don't talk at all about those. We have endorsed the initiatives in Colorado, Washington, and Oregon to treat marijuana like alcohol. Romney and Obama, no, they're on the other side. They're closing down medical marijuana dispensaries. And honestly, and you hit it, in 20 years ago, more than that, I, as a sitting trial court judge in California, held a press conference, very unusual thing for a trial judge to do, and stated my opinion as seen in my own courtroom. We're churning low-level drug offenders through the system for no good purpose, ruining people's lives, leading the world in the incarceration of our people, and making lots of Mexican drug cartels and juvenile street gangs and other people extremely wealthy. And we're making it easier for our young people to get marijuana or ecstasy or whatever else if they want to than it is a six-pack of beer. So these are things, like you say, that we must discuss, and they won't. And it's just really a shame for the American people that we can't put folks' feet to the fire more. And it makes certainly the debates more interesting, more substantive, and certainly people would realize that they have options to these two major political parties.
So what happens to these political issues that they become non-issues, even though they're clear and pressing problems? I mean, it's almost sort of like they go into a kind of psychological black hole.
It's true. You know, unfortunately, yet again, the Presidential Debates Commission not only selects who will participate, which is always, of course, since Ross Perot in 1992 is only the president, the Republican and Democrat, but they also have set forth the format. So poor Jim Lehrer, you know, who was trying to run it last time, and it didn't work, as we all saw, but he had no control by design. It the format and the questioning is also pretty much controlled by the Republicans and Democrats. So that is simply not working. And we are, of course, libertarians. We believe in competition. We would welcome if, in fact, the Green Party has enough states' ballots to join the debate as well. So we need competition. We need fresh ideas because we as libertarians really are in the political mainstream. We really are the only ones that are both financially responsible and socially tolerant. No one is going to accuse Mr. Obama of being financially responsible, and certainly no one is going to accuse Mr. Romney of being socially tolerant. And if we just get, honestly, as just a fallback default position. Just get 5% of the vote in this election. We will then qualify for matching funds for 2016. We'll be competitive. We'll be on the ballots in all states where we get 5% or more without having to jump through all these hoops, which actually we've jumped through 47 of them at the moment. But it will require the extremes of both sides to come more toward the center. So just as a matter of principle, if you don't like what Romney and Obama are doing and the Republicans and Democrats have, quote-unquote, led our country for the last 10 years, your only choice is to vote for Governor Gary Johnson, who is the most qualified person to be president that I know of. He has been very successful as a two-term governor of New Mexico, left the state with a $1 billion surplus, actually got the government out of the way by streamlining regulations, which caused more private jobs, sector jobs than any other governor per capita, and actually stood up for our liberties. He's the guy. That's why I'm doing this. He is the guy.
So what's odd about this, Judge James Gray, again, the author of Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It, and he is running as the vice president, former vice president of the United States on the Libertarian Party ticket with Governor Gary Johnson. Now, and of course, needless to say, you're not on the debate tonight, but remember the Republican primary. I mean, they got those debates got a lot of coverage and a lot of ratings, and one of the stars of those debates was Ron Paul. So there was clearly an attraction to his message, even though everybody else on the stage tried to pretend that he wasn't there. So I'm trying to make a connection between what clearly emerged, and you know, from at the Republican conventions down in Florida, there was a big turnout in favor of Ron Paul, who decided to stay with the Republican Party, even though his sympathies appear to be far more closer to your party, the Libertarian Party. So it seems to me that there's an appeal for your message, but it's not translating at the current at the current moment in numbers. So what's your challenge here? Is it because Paul was able to expose himself so much because he was running as a Republican? Is that, and that the people somehow don't think that a small party, whether it's Libertarian or Green, has a chance? What's the psychology here?
There's a lot to that. Ron Paul actually has been doing this since 1988, so it's building up a momentum. Ron Paul, in many ways, won the election because he mainstreamed these whole approaches of being financially responsible and socially tolerant. You know, talking openly about the fact that we in the United States have somewhere between 900 and 1,000 military bases in foreign countries. And you know something? If they're necessary for our security, terrific. Keep them there. Reinforce them, as far as I'm concerned. But we could take 80% of those and close them without even scratching our heads more than once and still be more secure, probably make the people around the world less mad at us. And we can't afford it. So these are things that Ron Paul talked about. There are many of the same things that Governor Gary Johnson has talked about. And then you get into that wasted vote syndrome. Oh, yes, Governor Johnson is the guy, but, oh, I really don't want Romney to win. I really don't want Obama to win. And I would tell you that more than half of the people that are planning on putting an X by Mr. Obama's name are really voting against Romney. Obama's support is soft. And similarly, more than half of the people that are planning on putting an X by Romney's name are just voting against Obama. His support is equally soft. They won't vote for each other, but if we were seen as viable, we would win this election. If Governor Gary Johnson and I could be in these debates, I think we'd be the odds-on favorite. And we have an ace in the hole that Republicans and Democrats flat out don't have, that the people of our country would crave or even demand, and that is we'll put in a coalition government. Yes, we'll have libertarians and independents highly placed in our administration, but also Republicans and Democrats. And then when we have all this bipolar politics going on in Washington, we'll have some of their own folks, some of their colleagues in our administration going out and talking to the Democrats, talking to the Republicans. Get on board, guys. This is a good idea. We'll give credit to anybody that has a good idea, anybody that embraces a good idea, and will actually work for our country instead of this bipolar politics going on today where it's all selfish. So it's just a question of exposure. And if you're concerned about a wasted vote, truly, if you vote for the lesser of two evils, you still get evil. Wouldn't it be better to vote for someone that you agree with, believe in, and on the big things, people will agree with Governor Gary Johnson. And even on the smaller things, at least you'll know where he stands, which is kind of refreshing in itself. So again, just vote in favor of someone. And if you are a Democrat and Obama does not represent you, you're disappointed, you've lost that hope, etc., a vote for Obama is a wasted vote because you're telling the Democratic Party, hey, this is okay. It's all right to embrace the Patriot Act. It's okay to not close Guantanamo, etc. And if you're a Republican and you vote for Romney and he doesn't represent you, same deal. It's a wasted vote because you're saying, you know, he is the architect of Obamacare, for example. He's not going to orphan his own child. That's not where I stand. I don't want the Department of Motor Vehicles running my health care around the nation. So a vote for Romney is a wasted vote because you're sending the wrong message to the Republican Party. There's so many reasons, but it really is a question of simple exposure.
Well, just in closing, Judge Gray, we've talked about what's not being discussed in both this debate on the vice presidential debate and in the presidential debate, the big issues. But the biggest issue of all, I think, in many ways, is the question of whether the American Republic will survive the American Empire. And I'll quote somebody and see if you recognize who it is. You can look back at ancient Rome. Their empire was never conquered from without. They overextended and collapsed from within. Same thing with the Ottoman Empire, the Soviet Empire. Guess where they are today? We've got to get our financial house in order.
You know, that sounds awfully familiar. I think you're quoting me.
I am.
Yes, indeed. You know, I will be a part of the debates this evening. You can go to GaryJohnson2012.com. I will be on the internet and commenting about the debate as it goes along, and also the Huffington Post tomorrow morning. I will be on there as well with the other candidates. So we're trying to participate. Governor Gary Johnson was a part of the first debates as well and had tens of thousands of people monitoring it on the internet. So please monitor it and join, and you can send in questions and comments as well. So it's there, but my goodness sakes, just to have, we are more qualified. Governor Johnson has more administrative experience as we speak than both Romney and Obama combined. I've been a judge for 25 years. I'm the only of the six of us running for president or vice president that's actually served in the military. I was a federal prosecutor. I'm the first Peace Corps volunteer then to be elected to national office. I am much more qualified, honestly, than either Mr. Ryan, who hasn't had a job out of the public sector for ever since he graduated from college, and Mr. Biden also has been in government since the 70s. So it isn't real-world experience. Anybody that would be hiring a team to manage and run, control their family corporation would choose Governor Johnson and Judge Gray. And I think the country is even more important than that. So this will be history. Just be a part of that history. Just get us in that mainstream, and the United States will certainly prosper an awful lot more than what we're doing today.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us here today, Judge James Gray.
Good luck to us all, and thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Again, I've been speaking with James Gray, who's the author of Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It. He is a California Superior Court judge, former federal prosecutor in the United States Attorney's Office in Los Angeles, and was a Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in 1998, a Libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate in 2004, and he's now running for Vice President of the United States on the Libertarian Party ticket with Governor Gary Johnson.
Idiot wind blowing in through the front door. Idiot wind blowing in from the back. Idiot wind blowing in from every crevice, every crack. Anybody wanna tell it like it is to each other? Like you would to a sister or a brother. Cause this cosmopolitan.